News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
The cost of Ireland's new National Train Control Centre could nudge north of 205 million quid. And that's in the region of 60 million euro over its original budget. Already it has cost 148 million. There's another 12 million already committed to that project. So you're talking 160 already, with the smart money saying it could go a lot higher than that. Chief among those with the smart money is Professor in Transportation at the School of Engineering at Trinity College, Brian Caulfield. Brian, what are we missing about a national train control centre that could make it cost 208 million quid?
Well, I suppose the cost overrun that's happening right now is due to the software. So the structure itself is there, and some of your listeners that use Houston Station will see this big structure as they leave the station, and that's where it's the centre is to be housed. That's been ready now for 4 years, and it's been waiting for this software to be updated that will control the rail network for right across the country. So the cost overrun really is to do with this contract that they have with Indra that has gone, you could say, argued spectacularly wrong.
How would you define it as going spectacularly wrong?
Well, I suppose Irish Rail and the NTA felt that they were buying something off the shelf, and as they did in Northern Ireland. Northern Ireland were on the same track as us, and they've actually delivered what they said they were going to do. They thought they were buying a piece of software off the shelf, and that turned out not to be the case. It turned out basically that the company had to update the software for Ireland and to do more bespoke things. That then resulted in the large write down. I think it was 50 million that was written off on the project because of this
software
update that didn't work. Software and hardware, all to do with basically that Irish Rail were not able to buy something off the shelf like they did in Northern Ireland.
How much of this, Brian, is poor procurement, and how much of it is just that everything when it comes to large capital expenditure ends up overrunning?
I would say in terms of procurement, there's to be a review of this, and the review is very important because we're spending an awful lot of money in transport and other sectors to see what went wrong. So we'll find out whether the procurement was the issue there. In terms of transport projects going over budget, yes, there's a lot of them that we can argue that have gone over budget. But for example, there's a 42-kilometre extension of rail to Foynesport and just by Limerick. That's on budget and on time that Irish Rail are managing. This one, I hope, is an anomaly and a very expensive anomaly and a very expensive lesson to learn. But when we're spending billions on everything else, we need to learn the lessons, particularly on this project. And there are other technology projects, say, around integrated ticketing as well, that we need to learn the mistakes from.
Brian, thank you. Brian Caulfield there, Professor in Transportation at the School of Engineering at Trinity College.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.